Ollivander swallowed.
Necessary? No, I should not say that it is necessary to kill.
There are legends, though, said Harry, and as his heart rate quickened, the pain in his scar became more intense. He was sure that Voldemort had decided to put his idea into action. Legends about a wand, or wands, that have passed from hand to hand by murder. Ollivander turned pale. Against the snowy pillow he was light grey, and his eyes were enormous, bloodshot, and bulging with what looked like fear.
Only one wand, I think, he whispered.
And you know who is interested in it, isn't he? Asked Harry.
I... how?
Croaked Ollivander, and he looked appealingly at Ron and Hermione for help.
How do you know this?
He wanted you to tell him how to overcome the connection between our wands, said Harry. Ollivander looked terrified.
He tortured me. You must understand that. The Cruciatus curse. I had no choice but to tell him what I knew, what I guessed.
I understand, said Harry. You told him about the twin cores? You said he just had to borrow another wizard's wand? Ollivander looked horrified, transfixed by the amount that Harry knew. He nodded slowly. But it didn't work, Harry went on. Mine still beat the borrowed wand. Do you know why that is? Ollivander shook his head as slowly as he had just nodded.
I had never heard of such a thing. Your wand performed something unique that night. The connection of the twin cores is incredibly rare. Yet why your wand should have snapped the borrowed wand, I do not know.
We were talking about the other wand, the wand that changes hands by murder. When you-know-who realized my wand had done something strange, he came back and asked about that other wand, didn't he?
How do you know this?
Harry did not answer.
Yes, he asked,
whispered Ollivander.
He wanted to know everything I could tell him about the wand, variously known as the Death Stick, the Wand of Destiny, or the Elder Wand.
Harry glanced sideways at Hermione. She looked flabbergasted.
The Dark Lord, said Ollivander in hushed and frightened tones, had always been happy with the wand I made him, you and Phoenix Feather, 13.5 inches, until he discovered the connection of the twin cores. Now he seeks another, more powerful wand, as the only way to conquer yours.
But he'll know soon, if he doesn't already, that mine's broken beyond repair, said Harry quietly.
No,
said Hermione, sounding frightened.
He can't know that, Harry. How could he?
Priori incantatum, said Harry. We left your wand and the Blackthorn wand at the Malfoys, Hermione. If they examine them properly, make them recreate the spells they've cast lately, they'll see that yours broke mine. They'll see that you tried and failed to mend it, and they'll realize that I've been using the Blackthorn one ever since.
The little color she had regained since their arrival had drained from her face. Ron gave Harry a reproachful look and said,
Let's not worry about that now.
But Mr. Ollivander intervened.
The Dark Lord no longer seeks the Elder Wand only for your destruction, Mr. Potter. He is determined to possess it because he believes it will make him truly invulnerable.
And will it?
The owner of the Elder Wand must always fear attack, said Ollivander. But the idea of the Dark Lord in possession of the Death Stick is, I must admit, formidable.
Harry was suddenly reminded of how he had been unsure when they first met, of how much he liked Ollivander. Even now, having been tortured and imprisoned by Voldemort, the idea of the dark wizard in possession of this wand seemed to enthrall him as much as it repulsed him.